Terry, first of all, obviously you've been through this a couple times now. What's it like coming back into town and sort of being, you know, maybe a veteran in one of these camps?
It feels pretty cool to be one of the older guys here and, you know, be one of the guys with one of the most amount of experiences here, I guess. You know, you see a lot of good young faces, and, you know, it's good to be the guy that, you know, they talk to and ask questions and everything like that. And, you know, they have, you know, the organization does a great job of bringing people in here to do seminars and everything like that, and whether it's nutrition or sports psychology and stuff, that those messages never get old, and you know you learn a lot every time you hear it. So it's just something you have to take away from every camp.
So whenever they do go through that stuff, do they sort of diversify it a little bit, or is it stuff that maybe you've had and you're just getting another dose of it?
I mean, it's one of those things that you know, you hear it, no matter how many times you hear it, you're never going to be perfect at it. So, you know, when you hear a sports psychologist come in and give you ideas, you're always taking things away from that. And same with the, you know, nutrition seminar. We just had one now, and you know, she said something that I hadn't heard before, which is awesome, and I'm looking forward to implementing that. So it's just the way it is, taking stuff away from it.
How different was it to jump into the wheeling environment last year? Obviously, it was, you know, I guess, your first big experience pro.
It was good. I mean, it's a lot different than junior, and I was fortunate enough to spend a lot of time in Wheeling and Wilkes, so I kind of got the best of both worlds, I think. They both had a great group of guys, and they both had, you know, a pretty special team, so, you know, it was awesome.
That's true. A number of you guys probably had to do a lot of shuttling back and forth last season with all the injuries throughout the organization.
Yeah, there was a ton of traveling, but I think that's good to get used to that your first year, because now, you know, no matter what, I know what to expect.
Are you the master of Pennsylvania's roadways at this point?
I used to be terrible with directions, but I think I'm pretty good at driving around Pennsylvania now.
That's good. Coming into this year, obviously, I guess the goal would be to try and get into Wilkes-Barre full-time, but what are your goals heading into the year?
I mean, you know, my goals are, you know, just to, you know, work as hard as I can and show them what I have. I mean, you know, I've been in the organization, you know, since 2008, and, you know, I think I've done a good job of kind of implementing myself as, you know, a good goalie and a guy that's going to battle, you know, every game and, you know, every practice. So that's just my, you know, my goal for now is just to continue that.
And for a couple of years, it seemed like they had you know, some of the same faces here. This year, there's a number of new faces. Are you sort of taking some of these guys under your wing at this point, or is that something maybe you're leaving to some of the other guys? Like King Brad, he said that he's doing a lot of leadership and just trying to take some of the guys and show them the ropes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, show as many of the guys the ropes as I can. I'm rooming with Maxime Legacy, and he's a young goalie too, and I remember, you know, the exact same thing, just the questions you have to ask, you know, whether you can wear a hat or do I have to wear a collared shirt, and, you know, do I have to be 15 minutes early or 5 minutes early, and all those things, just the things that you didn't know your first year that you kind of get used to now. And you know, it's definitely cool to remember what it was like back then, and it's you know, pretty cool to, you know, it's just showing the ropes a little bit.
And then with the camp like this, is this just a nice way to, obviously, you still want to perform well and do well in the camp, but is it just a situation to get back on the ice and, you know, get back to playing some hockey in the middle of the summer to get you ready for training camp in the fall, or is this something where you're looking at to make an impression?
It's both. I mean, you know, you're going to take your time off right after the season, but at the same time, you have to be ready when you come back to this camp. I mean, you're always trying to make an impression. You know, no matter where you are, you never know who's watching, and you know, this is one of the most important impressions you can make, really, at this camp.
And then just in closing, last year, I know we talked a little bit about some of the fun leisure time activity things they mixed in for you guys. What do they have on tap for you this year?
I think we have Laugh Olympics, which I'm looking forward to quite a bit. I don't even really know what it's going to be, but it's going to be exciting. And I think my favorite's a cooking class, because, you know, I've always thought about taking a cooking class, and I've never actually done it, so I'm sure it'll be appreciated throughout my household if I can, you know, contribute a little more to the culinary aspects.
Well, you know, leading into that, what is your cooking experience at this point, then?
I mean, I know how to cook.
Are you a microwave guy? Or
no, I can cook healthy for myself to get by, but I can't cook meals per se. I just kind of, you know, take a can of tuna and put it on rice, and that's my protein and carbs, but it's not very tasty, so this should help a little bit.
Can get the flavor aspect mixed in.
Yeah, I can maybe work in the flavor of food.
There you go.